Why chicken means so much to me. Okay, so now you know that I'm a cartoonist. And I think I'm pretty good at it too, but no matter how good I am, my cartoons will never take the place of food or money. I wish I could draw a peanut butter and jelly sandwich or a fistful of $20 bills and perform some magic trick and make it real. But I can't do that. Nobody can do that, not even the hungriest magician in the world. I wish I were magical, but I'm really just a poor-ass reservation kid living with his poor-ass family on the poor-ass Spokane Indian Reservation. Do you know the worst thing about being poor? Oh, maybe you've done the math in your head and you figure poverty equals empty refrigerator plus empty stomach. And sure, sometimes my family misses a meal and sleep is the only thing we have for dinner. But I know that sooner or later, my parents will come bursting through the door with a bucket of Kentucky Fried Chicken. Original recipe. And hey, in a weird way, being hungry makes food taste better. There is nothing better than a chicken leg when you haven't eaten for approximately 18 and a half hours. And believe me, a good piece of chicken can make anybody believe in the existence of God. So hunger is not the worst thing about being poor. And now I'm sure you're asking, okay, Mr. Hunger Artist, Mr. Mouthful of Words, Mr. Woe is Me, Mr. Secret Recipe, what is the worst thing about being poor? So okay, I'll tell you the worst thing. Last week, my best friend Oscar got really sick. At first, I thought he just had heat exhaustion or something. I mean, it was a crazy hot July day, 102 degrees with 90% humidity, and plenty of people were falling over from heat exhaustion, so why not a little dog wearing a fur coat? I tried to give him some water, but he didn't want any of that. He was lying on his bed with red, watery, snotty eyes. He whimpered in pain. When I touched him, he yelped like crazy. It was like his nerves were poking out 3 inches from his skin. I figured he'd be okay with some rest, but then he started vomiting, and diarrhea blasted out of him, and he had these seizures where his little legs just kicked and kicked and kicked. And sure, Oscar was only an adopted stray mutt, but he was the only living thing that I could depend on. He was more dependable than my parents, grandmother, aunts, uncles, cousins, and big sister. He taught me more than any teachers ever did. Honestly, Oscar was a better person than any human I had ever known. "Mom," I said, "we have to take Oscar to the vet." "He'll be all right," she said, but she was lying. Her eyes always got darker in the middle when she lied. She was a Spokane Indian and a bad liar, which didn't make any sense. We Indians really should be better liars, considering how often we've been lied to.